when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who's taught at the university level, worked in the Reagan Department of Education, has testified before congressional committees, worked at the corporate level doing research, but he's certainly one of our favorite researchers, if not our favorite researcher. We carry a number of his books that are still in print, but if you haven't read his other books on Now with the Dawning and The Globalist and Secret of Rebecca's Revealed, they're all very important. Well, that is the background. Of course, Dr. Cuddy writes regularly for News with Views. That's News with Views, and you'll certainly want to get a copy of his latest article on the Wizard of Oz, or at least the occult foundation of this story that so many Americans love, that has seen the movie with Judy Garland and the red slippers, but very few people understand the occult significance of the story. So, Dr. Cuddy, you pick up the story.
Well, this particular article I had posted and discussed, I guess, with a slightly different audience last week, so just a brief encapsulation. It's the Wizard of Oz, the movie The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, is actually a theosophical allegory. And last week I went into some of the interpretations and meanings, who Glinda, the supposedly good witch, stands for, and so forth. And each part of it, it's not just one or two items, it's the whole thing, and we went through it step by step. And we'll continue now to see that this wasn't just a book by a person. Baum is the name of the author, L. Frank Baum, and basically you have the Tin Man, he wants a heart, the Scarecrow wants a mind, the Lion wants courage. And the title I gave it was The Occultic Wizard of Oz, because in the occult, the heart represents the female or emotion, the mind represents the male or reason, and strength stands for action. And that's what you'll see playing out here, the emotion of the Scarecrow, the reasoning of the Tin Man, the action of the Cowardly Lion, stepping forward, and they go on this journey and so on. Baum and his wife actually formally joined the Theosophical Movement or Theosophical Society in 1896, but he was interested in this field much before that, because his mother-in-law was into this. Their names were Maud and Matilda. And the Wonderful Wizard of Oz, if you look on the catalog of the Theosophical University Press, you'll see it's advertised there, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. It's recognized as a theosophical work, and that particular press, and Theosophy, in case your listeners aren't familiar with it, they say that they feature, quote, the principal source writings of the modern theosophical movement that seeks to provide a comprehensive presentation on the ancient wisdom tradition. That's what they focus on, the ancient wisdom tradition. Now, this will often involve, because ancient societies were into nature, Baum was quoted as saying, God is nature and nature is God. And what he did was he used to write for the Aberdeen, South Dakota newspaper called the Saturday Pioneer. And in the January 25, 1890 issue, he wrote of, quote, an eager longing to penetrate the secrets of nature, an aspiration for knowledge we have thought is forbidden. See, this is where you get into the occult aspect. And the way he did it in his books, and it's not just the Wonderful Wizard of Oz, is he presented what's called the theory of the elementals. Elementals are these sort of invisible, vapory beings that were popularized in the founder of the Theosophical Society, Madame Blavatsky, in her work called Isis Unveiled. Now, that was her first one. That's in 1877. Later on, about 11 years later, she wrote The Secret Doctrine. But the first one was Isis Unveiled. And Baum believed in these types of things. He believed in reincarnation and karma. He believed there was no devil. And, for example, in reincarnation, Baum said, quote, that man on earth was only one step on a ladder that passed through many states of consciousness, through many universes to a final state of enlightenment. Now, if your listeners want to look at not only this work, but any children's books, there's a good source. There's a multi-volume source called Children's Literature Review. And in volume 15, there's a man who also wrote a book called The Annotated Wizard of Oz. His name's Michael Patrick Hearn. And in there, and I'll just read this one quote because it summarizes Baum and the Elementals pretty good. It's in volume 15. Hearn writes, quote, the author of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz was well read in the occult sciences. Paracelsus, the 16th century Swiss alchemist and physician, divided all spirits into four categories. You had the air, they were the sylphs. Water, they would be the nymphs or undines. Earth, they're the gnomes, G-N-O-M-E-S. And the fire would be your salamanders, air, water, earth, fire. These could be expanded to the ancient idea of four states of matter. You had your gas, your liquid, solid, and energy. Energy, fire, you know, gas is air and so on. And a quick look, if you look at Baum's fairy tales, and I emphasize plural, tales, it's not just Wizard of Oz. At his fairy tales, he reveals that he wrote about each of those Paracelsian classification of spirits. And some quick examples would be his sylphs. Now, this is the air. His sylphs are the winged fairies. They appear in a couple of his volumes. They would be Lulea in his book Queen Zixi of Ix, and it would be Lurline or Lurline of his book The Tin Woodman of Oz. Now, your second category, this is water, the undines are the mermaids, and they appeared two places, basically Aquarene, she was in the Sea Fairies, and the Water Fairies of the first chapter of his Baum's book called The Scarecrow of Oz. The gnomes, this is your Earth, G-N-O-M-E-S, are the gnomes, capital N-O-M-E-S, you drop the G, and that would be the Gnome King, and the Gnome King appears in two of Baum's works, the Life and Adventures of Santa Claus, and the second book he wrote, including them, is the Ozma of Oz. And then the final category, the energy or fire, the salamanders are the fairies of energy. And that would be, an example would be the demon of electricity, which appeared in the Master Key. And then another example would be the lovely lady of light. And she appeared in TikTok of Oz. So Baum isn't just writing, you know, the Wonderful Wizard of Oz. He's got the whole series here. And Hearn, I mentioned, goes on and says, Baum seems to have created a highly sophisticated cosmology by interpreting this theory of spirits of elementals in terms of traditional fairies. Hearn says, this is basically a religion of nature. Modern science itself has its origin in the occult sciences, in the search for the secrets of nature. It is not by mistake that the shaggy man in Baum's work called The Patchwork Girl of Oz refers to Oz as being a fairyland where magic is a science. Both science and magic have the same ends, and that's the way Hearn ends his commentary. Now, there are lots of references that Baum uses, not just his characters, but his references. In the Master Key, as I mentioned, this boy summons up this demon of electricity. And the Tin Woodman of Oz has, in that book, Baum has this giantess, a female giant, and she's skilled in transformation. She can transform things. And in another of his books called Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, that's a separate book, Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, there's a climb of what they call Pyramid Mountain.
Well, you're going to have to interrupt you there. I think it's important that people understand that this is all getting into the mystical, into this other dimension that these people who are dedicated to theosophy believed in, and that was over 100 years ago. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future and thank you.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at murkywater.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Ketty. We're talking about the Wizard of Oz, but the side of this that, of course, most people don't understand. Because, you see, we live in really in a dual world. On one side, we see the material world. We see the stories. We interpret the stories. We interpret them the way we see them. But we must understand that many times there is another meaning, and there's always a mystical meaning behind many of these stories, and certainly the Wizard of Oz is one of them. Theosophy is a really an occult organization, aware of course Madame Blavatsky, who wrote the book The Secret Doctrine, blatantly said that Satan is God. He is the God we should worship because he doesn't have all those restrictions that this biblical God has. And she had many disciples. Many of the leading people in the 19th century and, yes, in the 20th century were her disciples. Out of her work came the New Age movement. But we're going back 100 years to the writing of The Wizard of Oz, the man who wrote it, and the message that he wanted to get out to the American people. Please pick up the story, Dennis.
Sure. As you mentioned about Satan, I had mentioned earlier about Baum believing in reincarnation, karma, and there's no devil. The way they angle that is, it's somewhat like the revision of the Scottish Rite that Albert Pike did in Morals and Dogma, and then in subsequent work, the Indo-Aryan Deities. What they try to do, and in the Bible there's no real difference. I mean, Lucifer becomes Satan, there's no real difference there. What they do is they make a distinction. Now, remember, I'm just explaining what they say. They make a distinction between Lucifer and Satan. And Baum, for example, when he's writing, I mentioned before a quote from the Saturday Pioneer. Another example from October 18, 1890, Saturday Pioneer, that's what Baum is, I think he was the editorial writer. He wrote that, quote, "The absurd and legendary devil is the enigma of the church," end quote. And in his Oz book, for example, they make a distinction also between good and bad, demons and witches. The Bible doesn't. You know, witch is a witch, wizard's a wizard, stay away from them. But these people say, well, there's good witches and then there's bad witches, like that. And so, for example, years later, after he did these fairy tales, he wrote a play, and it was called The Uplift of Lucifer or Raising Hell. That was the title of it, 1915. Blavatsky began the Theosophical Society in 1875. Now, this was just a few years after Pike wrote his Morals and Dogma, and then the Indo-Aryan Deities, and so on and so on. And they were very much a twosome. They were seen walking down the streets of Washington, D.C., arm in arm, going to these social functions.
Now, you're speaking now of Albert Pike and Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, the woman who wrote the Secret Doctrine, really the founder of Theosophy.
Right, and earlier, her first work in 1877 was Isis Unveiled, and I went into that about the triangle's very important with these people. You have Horus, Horus Hawk at the top of a triangle, bottom left, the female is Isis, bottom right is Osiris, that's the male. And so a triangle is really important, and we'll get to that in terms of Baum's writings. If you actually look at Baum's books about Oz, you'll see it's four triangles pointed toward the middle, sort of, you know, forming a rectangle like the state of Kansas. But if you look at it from the top, it's a pyramid. You know, it's like looking down on a pyramid. And so, they make a distinction. Same thing with the Freemasons. Pike is praising Lucifer, Lucifer, Lucifer. And, Blavatsky and later Annie Besant, they have a publication, a Theosophical Monthly called Lucifer and so on. And they will say, well, he's good. You know, he's the light bringer. That's what I mean, Lucifer, light bringer, light bearer. He brings light, you know, in enlightenment, knowledge. You know, knowledge is a good thing. So anyway, this is how those people look at it. And so, what you do though is not just that. You know, they go further. It's almost like they're mimicking the biblical teaching, but sort of standing it on its head. So, for example, if you look at Revelation, Book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 3, you'll see the following. There was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. If you look at the Bible, you'll see that. Okay, so Satan, and we make no distinction, Satan tries to imitate God often. You know, he presents himself as an angel of light, as the Bible says. Okay, so think about it now. Could this be why Dorothy sings, quote, somewhere over the rainbow? While the rainbow looks green, it actually looks green in some of the Oz books because green glasses are worn in the Emerald City where the wizard is upon his throne. See, and the wizard is a humbug. So, you know, they don't believe in the biblical all-powerful God. It's, you know, Lucifer's the one. He's the one you should look for, knowledge and so forth and so on. So anyway, as I mentioned earlier about Maud and Matilda, women were very influential upon Baum. There's another fellow writing in these children literature reviews. His name's Osmond Beck. And he points out that, quote, in Oz, the principal boy always wears skirts. And he says, quote, true love is love between girls. That's in the books. That's in not just, you know, Wizard of Oz, but all the Baum books. If you go through it, that's what you'll find. And in addition, I mentioned in the last week's program that, and this is in the Dictionary of Literary Biography, Baum complained of being grabbed by spirits when in bed asleep, quote. And this is because downstairs his wife Maud and mother-in-law Matilda, she was a radical, Matilda Gage, radical feminist, they had clairvoyance there and seances. And, you know, he's upstairs trying to go to sleep, but they're downstairs holding these seances. And Mrs. Gage, she was also interested in palmistry, astronomy, you know, all these weird things. And so back to Baum. Baum emphasized the need for, quote, harmony of heart and mind, you know, the heart and the mind. This is the brain, you know, the scarecrow and the tin man. You know, they have to work together here. Okay, so what you'll find is there's this sort of Earth Mother mythology going on there with Dorothy. There are transformations of character. I mentioned transformations going on before. For example, in Ozma, Ozma's magical belt transports people to Oz, where the wizard has revealed that the power to accomplish, you know, important things is within themselves. I mentioned that last week's program, you know, that sort of the God within concept of the New Agers. And what you'll find is that this sort of thing is picked up today by these New Age types like Ted Turner. Ted Turner was 1990 Humanist of the Year. And I don't know if you remember it, but if your listeners remember Captain Planet, that show, that the cartoon show Ted Turner had, you had this Gaia, that was the spirit of Mother Earth, and she had these five planeteers. And remember, they all had these powers. They had the powers of what? Fire, wind, earth, water, and heart. See, that's the same sort of thing. And they communicated this stuff telepathically. And Captain Planet, if you remember, he actually is a crystal. He's a crystal in human form. And the planeteers, the five planeteers, have the power of their occult magic rings with crystals in them. And they all work together, what? To save Mother Earth.
Well, hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment. The occult foundation of the mysticism that we are witnessing today has been around for a long time. But, of course, this is really what drives this whole movement towards the New World Order and New World Religion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality and energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And so certainly we carry a number of things Dr. Cuddy has written. We carry his A Timeline for Education for the New World Order. Wonderful, wonderful quotes. We carry his book, The Road to Socialism. And is that the correct title, Dennis?
The Road to Socialism and the New World Order.
The Road to Socialism and the New World Order. Another excellent book. We carry a little pamphlet. Well, it's not a pamphlet. It's about 60 pages. It's called The Secret Records Revealed. It's a conspiracy, Secret Records Revealed. Now, it's not the full text, The Secret Records Revealed, but it's got a lot of great information in it. And then we carry his book that's on mental health screening. Actually, there's a pamphlet and two books on it. Information you really need to have, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Information you need, and also you need to go up on the Internet and pull down Dr. Cuddy's articles at newswithviews.com, at newswithviews.com. Please pick up the story from there.
Okay. Quickly, though, the mental health books are actually one-third mental health, one-third education, and one-third social control. So there's really three different subjects. Back to the topic, Baum. There are several possibilities where no one's really sure exactly what he meant by the word Oz. There's different theories about this, but I'll just give one. Baum actually wrote a poem where he rhymed O-Z with the word W-A-S, like was, like, you know, us instead of Oz or us. And so that could be referring to us. And the way that works is your heart, that's the tin man, and your mind, the scarecrow, work together with courage, the lion, and they all work in harmony with Mother Earth, that Mother Earth figure of Dorothy. And then if you all work together with, you know, the same Mother Earth, the power is yours to be like gods. You know, that's the New Age way you would say this. Another possibility is Baum used to write that he always enjoyed stories that caused the reader to exclaim with O's and ahs of wonder. O's and ahs of wonder. I mean, Baum would say that. And so you could have a play on that as well. He dedicated the principal work that I'm talking about, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, that was in 1900, to his wife, whom he called my good friend and comrade. And the reason that's important, and where they, you know, they were a team, like into this stuff. He and his wife actually traveled to Europe in 1906. And after they were there, they then went on to Egypt. And Maud, the wife, no, not Baum, but Maud, she actually went up the Great Pyramid. She climbed the Great Pyramid. And in Baum's books, the land of Oz, or Uz, as he said it, had, as I indicated, these four triangular-shaped countries pointing inward. If you look at it from above, it looks like a pyramid. And the center, it's the center of a sort of square rectangle where the Emerald City is located. Now, what's interesting about that is, in terms of the occult, that is also the shape, it's like a Masonic Rose Croix cross, or the Rosicrucian cross. And the name Emerald was possibly selected because that was Baum's birthstone. However, you need to remember also that the Emerald is supposedly the stone of prophecy, and that leads to a whole other interpretation of the journey to the Emerald City as a journey to the center of ourselves. Because he would say, you know, the answer to all your questions, your problems is within yourself. Don't go to some wizard. He's a humbug. And that's the Emerald City, if you look in his books, was the center of Oz. The Emerald City is right in the center of this country, Oz, or Uz, as he pronounced it. And so that would be your joy. You're going to the center of yourself, to the God within, where the wizard said you can find the answers to what you're looking for. That's the New Age God within concept. Now, as I mentioned before, some of this, Blavatsky, of course, women couldn't be Freemasons. Later there was the Eastern Star, but originally they were called co-Masons, co-Masonry. And a lot of people, in terms of Rosicrucians and Masons, some have suggested there was no connection. There was nothing between the Masons and Rosicrucians and their esoterica that they have had and have. But if you look at, there's a 1638 poem by Henry Adamson. It's called The Muses' Threnody. And there's a well-known verse, several verses in there. It goes like this, quote, this is 1638. For we be brethren of the rosy cross, we have the Mason word, and second sight, things for to come, we can foretell aright, end quote. Now, why is that important? That's important in terms of today, or recently, because if you look, for example, at the Rosicrucian Digest of June 1941, that's just before we, U.S., gets into World War II, all right? This is there. There's an article in 1941, titled, The Thought of the Month, Make Your Own Prophecies, end quote. That's the title of the article. Now, I'm going to read this very short excerpt from here. But as I'm reading this, think in terms of right now. Right now. They're foretelling this. Quote, we predict a mystical pantheism as the religion of tomorrow. See, multi-gods, pantheists, It goes on. There will not be churches, but a church. One church, like a world religion, see? And it goes on, this 1941 article. Since the earth is a habitat of humanity, heard something similar to that, habitat of humanity, it is also the common property of all men. You hear all this talk today, you know, common good, common this, that, that, communitarianism. All right, the article goes on. The world state will provide and maintain community hospitals, sanitariums, and clinics. The government will. Physicians will be paid by the state, and their entire professional services will be absorbed by the state. See, national health program they're advocating today. And the article goes on. Every citizen will enjoy these health benefits and guarantees, right? You'll have national health insurance. And then it says, the article from 41 says, quotas will be placed upon all professions in each of the zones of the world state, end quote. Remember, the world government comes about by linking up these regions. So this plays right into that 1638 quote about the Rosicrucians and we can foretell aright. And here you have 1941 where they're prophesying the future. And each one of those things, the pantheistic nature, the one world religion, the habitat of humanity, the common property, the world state, national health insurance, I mean, it's all there. 1941, this is what they're talking about. So it's important for you to look at these things and understand that this this thing's been going on a long time. Now, if you go back to the Emerald City and bombed the Land of Oz, what they do is you have to follow the yellow brick road, and it snakes its way through a blue countryside, if you're looking at the books. Now, on the road through this Land of Oz, Dorothy and her acquaintances come upon a meadow of red poppies, which causes them to sleep. So this this could be somewhat symbolic of opium, and you know that has been alleged, but you know I'll leave that up to you to decide. But anyway, there's in addition a sort of existentialist and Gnostic element to this stuff. A lot of New Age today has to have these Gnostic elements where you're like little sparks, and you're you know going up this spiral and so forth in Gnosticism. That's what we're supposed to be. You know, these little sparks of energy, and we're spiraling upward, you know, towards Teilhard to Chardin's omega point or whatever. And so there's this aspect to this as well, because the Wizard in Oz tells Dorothy's companions what they most desire is already within themselves. Now, that Michael Patrick Hearn I mentioned earlier, he says this, quote, this is Hearn saying, quote, Baum's concern is with the presentation of reality and worth and of the power of the self in terms of the Rogerian, that's Carl Rogers, 1964, humanist award, method of treatment. A faith in the eventual cure of the individual must be established within himself before any treatment can may begin. So there's a psychological element to this. And just as we're, just as in the wonderful Wizard of Oz, individuals are told they'll find the power to solve problems within themselves. You can find the same sort of thing.
We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Keddie right here at the Genesis Communication Network.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of central government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and we've got about, 6 minutes for you to wrap up the program, Dennis.
Okay. Just before the break, I was mentioning some modern comparisons. I mentioned earlier about Captain Planet and how he, Ted Turner, that cartoon focused on the elementals. You can see similarities also with The Wizard of Oz and Star Wars. For example, there's the small, shaggy Toto who helps Dorothy and Oz, where there are Winkies, those little characters, Winkies. Well, in Star Wars, you have Chewbacca, who is a large, shaggy Wookiee, and he helps the good side in the Star Wars. Also, the Force, as you'll remember in the Star Wars, the Force has this good and bad side. And in the motion picture, at least, for The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, you'll see there's a struggle between the, quote, good, quote, white magic of the witches of North and South and the, quote, bad, quote, black magic of the wicked witches of the East and West. You know, so it's like the two sides. And also, remember, it's the yin and the yang, the male and the female. All of this esoteric and occult stuff goes back to ancient Egypt and so forth. And so it appears in these modern venues as well, whether it's a movie or book or cartoons and so on. But before the program ends, I wanted to stress the point that this isn't just Baum. This isn't just his thing. You have a lot of the people of that period in the 1800s who had lots of symbolism. I mentioned in last week's program Lewis Carroll and their membership in the Society for Psychical Research. His name, Lewis Carroll, was really Charles Lutwidge Dodgson. I mentioned that before. And his two main works were Alice in Wonderland of 1865 and then Through the Looking Glass, 1872. And in Wonderland, if your listeners will recall, there's the Queen of Hearts, Gardner, and he was painting the white roses red. And what that could symbolize is the fact that even though the white rose Yorks, this is the Yorks and Lancaster of England, even though the white rose Yorks had won in the battle in the mid-15th century War of the Roses, you recall, against the Red Rose Lancasters. A few years later, the Lancaster King Henry VII defeated the Yorks. So this could be the, you know, the repainting of these roses. And the same symbolism continues in the other book, Through the Looking Glass, that Lewis Carroll did, where there's a strong red king, queen, and knight versus what you would take to be a weak white king, queen, and knight. The white knight in that book actually represents Lewis Carroll himself as he's befriending Alice. You know, Carroll used to like these little kids. He used to spend a lot of time with little kids. And this story, the Through the Looking Glass, also includes a character Ulysses will remember, Humpty Dumpty. And Humpty Dumpty represented, he could either be the current political leader of the day or the power behind the leader, you know, power behind the throne. And the symbolic characteristics, if you recall, or that he, Humpty Dumpty, is precariously balanced on the wall, yet he believes, quote, this is what he says, there's no chance of his falling. And, you know, when he does fall, it says all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Very symbolic of the U.S. today, you know, economically a giant, but then look what happens to us, and power and influence wanes and so on and so on. Also, you remember Humpty Dumpty believed that a word, quote, means just what I choose it to mean. And he also felt that the question is, which is to be a master? This is sort of like Orwell's Newspeak in 1984. You know, it means whatever I say it means. And you may recall that story also contained an episode with a lion and a unicorn. Now, the lion is a sort of ruddy beast in there, and the unicorn is white. They're both on the royal coat of arms of Great Britain, both of them, lion and unicorn. And they represent the 17th century joining of Scotland, which is the unicorn, and England, which is the lion. And if you look at the sketches in Lewis Carroll's book, it also makes clear that these are persons. I mean, you can see the characters. It makes clear that these figures would represent the 19th century, remember he's writing this in the 1800s, 19th century political leaders Benjamin Disraeli, that would be the unicorn, and then William Ewart Gladstone, he's the lion. And you can actually see him. You know, the characters look sort of like these guys in the face. And the latter one, Gladstone, the lion, the conservative Lewis Carroll didn't like him at all. So, you know, he doesn't look too good. And also, you have to remember what the knowledge of these people were. For example, Disraeli, his real name, his title was Lord Beaconsfield. And Disraeli wrote before Carroll wrote this stuff. He Disraeli wrote on July 14th of 1856. He said in the British House of Commons, this is where he made this statement, quote, I am told that a British minister has boasted, and a very unwise boast it was, that he had only to hold up his hand and he could raise a revolution in Italy tomorrow. A great prince fell suddenly, solely, S-O-L-E-Y, and entirely by action of secret societies, end quote. So these people really very, very, very familiar with this sort of thing, the symbolism of the political nature of this, whether it's a Lewis Carroll writing political symbolism, whether it's L. Frank Baum writing of this sort of theosophical allegory with lots of symbolism, and you should, your listeners should look for that stuff today.
Well, and maybe sort of like the demonstrations taking place on the streets of Tehran here this last few weeks. I mean, who organized those demonstrations? You don't get thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people out without somebody organizing it. I wonder who put up the money to try to destabilize the Iranian government. Hey, we're out of time, Douglas.
Okay.
Anyway, our guest has been Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Thank you so very much for being with us. We'll look forward to having you back next Friday.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, fine. That was Dr. Dennis Cuddy. I hope that you enjoyed what he had to say. But ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret societies. Certainly we haven't seen my talk on the financial Armageddon. You need to get it because we start off with the secret societies. And certainly Woodrow Wilson talked about the powerful organizations working behind the scenes, that the most powerful men in finance and commerce in America were frightened to death of. James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress, of course, before he got to be very prominent, wrote a book about the secret societies of Europe, the Carbonari in Italy, the Illuminati in Germany, and certainly the Jacobins in France, all secret societies. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they all tied into Masonry, and Masonry, of course, has a powerful hold in America today, but it is not the only organization. There are many of them. You need to get the book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, Professor Quigley, which talked about Cecil Rhodes Secret Society. You need to get Fire in the Minds of Men by James H. Billington, The Librarian of Congress, which tells about the secret societies of Europe. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which tells you how all of these secret societies tie together into what's going on today. And then watch my talk on the financial Armageddon and get the syllabus that goes with that to understand how these people are working today to bring about the fall of the United States. And these people know exactly what they're doing. They've created this financial collapse, and of course it's just going to get worse. And if you think that anything the government is going to do is going to remedy it, you really don't understand. These people want to destroy America. Why? Because they want to bring about a one-world government. They want to destroy the economy of the entire world. They're doing a wonderful job. And people just don't understand that they've done this many times before, but never to the degree of today. So, again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need my talk, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the book. My talk on The Forbidden Secret. It's on DVD and the syllabus. Financial Armageddon and the syllabus. You need to get Pat Wood's book on the, Pat Wood's DVD on the Trilateral Commission, the organization which controls Barack Obama today. Certainly, if you'd like to get one of our newsletters, if you get any of the items, we'll be glad to send them to you. Although you can go up on our website at radioliberty.com and read our newsletters, our last several newsletters dealing with Andrew Jackson's and his battle with the bank back in the 1830s. And nothing has changed at all today. The banks are doing today what they did then, destroying cities. And as Andrew Jackson talked about, the state of gloom that existed and people being disheartened and frightened. That's exactly what they're doing today. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know what they're doing. There's nothing new under the sun. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest the three DVDs, the Secret Mysteries series, three excellent DVDs, Chris Pinto's DVD, the Atlantis Connection, and, of course, Constance Cumby, The Emergence, because who is going to emerge? The Antichrist. With the triumvirate comes to power, Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. And the time is drawing close. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's